Santana! And she's not there. Could you believe it? Anoraki. They've got this cassette recorder here in the studio, yeah, and they're recording the transmission for posterior's sake. And would you like me to introduce your cassette personally? We can sell this later date. Hello. This is a tape recording of the Christmas broadcast from the MV Ross Revere and Show of Radio Caroline on December the 24th. I'll get to the quality in a minute. December the 24th, 1989. Dave Asher and Caroline Martin, Gavin Ford, Chris Cooper, who's that over there? Nigel Harris and
Australian.
And an Australian who wishes to remain nameless. Yes. We'll play some
Put Cliff on.
We'll have the Doors later on. We were gonna have Riders on the Storm, but that wasn't considered suitable.
No, we don't want that one. We want this one.
Mistletoe and wine.
No, we want a little turn.
What's your last servant die of? What? Mistletoe and wine.
Put something on.
Oh, sorry about this. Oh, dear me.
Very professional.
This is music radio at its best, I think. Okay, Cliff Richard it is. And Little Town. Cliff Richard and Little Town, I suppose it's about Bethlehem.
I don't know.
From a few years ago. Now then, Nigel Harris is sitting at the back of the studio very quietly. He's not saying anything at all, really. He's getting very poignant at this point in time. Do you want to come a bit closer to the microphone, say a few well-chosen words? Or ill-chosen words, even. If you can stand up. How much have you had?
This is my first glass. First mouthful.
It's lovely white wine, isn't it?
It's very tasty, yes.
So say thank you to the people who bought
it. Very much thank you to the people who bought it.
And thank you to the cash and carry that supplied it.
Very nice.
And thanks to the Frenchman who used his feet.
And for the girl who tapped it out on the till, yes.
Lovely.
It's very nice, yes. So, hello. And may many more come.
Right, indeed, yes.
Thank you.
Anybody else want to say anything at this point in time, or can I let this record go?
Go!
Go! Over the side.
No, we should be saying things about Ethiopia and have this record's really good.
Yeah, we should say something about Ethiopia. Would Gavin Ford like to say something about Ethiopia? Up to the vocals?
It's very hot there and people need money. Hang on, what's the address?
We'll give you the address.
If you don't want to buy the record, you can write to... Can I talk over Kylie? I can talk over Kylie, can't I?
You can, yeah.
You can, if you want to donate money to Band-Aid and you don't want to buy this record, the address is Disaster Emergency Committee for Ethiopia. The Famine Appeal, P.O. Box 999, London EX2R7ET.
Yeah, we'll have that address for you again after the record, won't we?
Yes.
Well done. Very professional. Band-Aid 2, and do they know it's Christmas?
Feedback!
This is Gavin Ford's technology now.
Feedback!
If you stand in the way of the radio waves coming from the record library across the landing, through the door, and to this microphone, you won't get feedback. So, right, thank you very much. Oh, dear me. Do you want to read that address out again, or do you want me to do it? Oh, it's all right. And you come up with these bright ideas, don't you? And then it's me that has to do it. Oh, dear, where is this address, then? Okay, then. You can send your donations to the Disasters Emergency Committee for Ethiopia, the Famine Appeal, P.O. Box 999, London X2R7ET. If you don't bother with the postcode, it'll get there eventually, I suppose. 8 minutes to midnight.
You can send money to me, if you prefer.
Thank you very much indeed.
Oh, God.
Oh, dear. Very charitable indeed.
Put on, Dave, please.
Put the needle on the record, watch the drum beats go, woof. Hello.
Lovely. Is this George?
This is George.
Can't hear him.
No, you can't. You're not wearing any headphones, Gavin. How long have you been...
Shut up. I should
be on the radio, please. Oh, dear me. Here's Wham. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. Isn't that nice? Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. I'll give it to someone special. Face on love. As Wham and happened last Christmas. There seems to be some debate here as to what we should be playing now. Should we play the Christmas tunes or the rock tunes?
Rock.
Rock.
Christmas.
Christmas.
Oh, yeah. That's Christmas Day tomorrow.
No, that's two Christmas and four rock, Nigel. I think.
You say, Nigel.
Isn't it lovely they're having a punch-up on Christmas Eve? Can you believe this, listeners?
Four against two.
It's Christmas Day tomorrow. We should be playing Christmas songs.
Four against
play
two, is it?
Play some music.
Play some music. Sorry about this.
Oh, that's pretty. I love that noise.
That's his teeth. His teeth. Okay, we'll have some Christmas tunes until about 10 past, then we'll have some rock again. All right? That's a compromise. Is everybody happy?
All
right, here's Jason Donovan. Jason Donovan, and When You Come Back to Me. Of course, there was another argument while that was on. What's that song got to do with Christmas? Oh, I don't know. You can't please all the people all the time, can you? Right, it's just about coming up to midnight. It's 23 seconds to midnight. So would everybody like to say Merry Christmas? We'll have Caroline first. Come on, Caroline.
Merry Christmas to everyone.
And Gavin? Come on, Gavin.
Merry Christmas.
He's very shy. He's in a sock.
I'm in a sock. I want to sing Once in Royal David City.
Well, go ahead then.
No, not on my own.
Not on your own.
You're the only one that knows the words, though.
You know the words. I know the words. Do you know the words?
No. He says.
Nigel.
Yeah. Say Happy Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Merry Christmas, everyone. And Gavin Ford is not as shy as he lets on, I can assure you.
But Gavin Ford's blushing now. Blushing on the radio.
I've got photographic evidence of this.
Don't purse your lips at me. The Australian gentleman who wishes to remain nameless.
It's Happy Christmas to all the Australians and all the Poms.
Oh, that's very rude.
Well, thank you so much. Chris?
Thanks, Dave. Yes, Merry Christmas to all Australians, because I think they talk more sense than most English around here. Oh. Oops, I've got to be careful. And also, of course, Merry Christmas to all Caroline listeners.
All Caroline listeners. Well, there we are. All the listeners out on the big airwaves, hello. And a very Merry Christmas to you all. All of you. Absolutely every one of you.
Thank you. Santa Claus, he's just come down the chimney.
Let's play John.
Here's John Lennon. Merry Christmas. From Dave Asher.
So this is Christmas. And what have you done?
Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
Paul McCartney, simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Well, we did start this programme as a rock show, so I suppose we ought to finish it as a rock show.
There's Paul a present, because he doesn't get any.
Oh, he doesn't get any presents. Oh, that's a shame.
Not even when he was small?
Not even when he was small?
I was small, I did.
Dear me.
I've grown
out of it. Oh. Everybody feels
sorry. That's an unknown Australian man he's moaning about not getting Christmas presents and things like that. But there we go. Sorry? He did when he was small, though.
He ain't small no more.
No, he ain't small. I think we'll move swiftly on here. The Doors, Riders on the Storm.
Riders on the Storm. Riders on the Storm.